the peanuts usually went in one crib and the corn in the other crib. So no, not so no.
Didn't have any kind of building that you called a granary around here?
No.
We're talking about hay. You know what, right after it's been cut off the field, sometimes the farmer will pile it up right there in the field to let it dry.
Shocking. They don't do that anymore much. We used to, now they bait it up and haul it in. I've seen my husband haul in hay that was loose too. Haul in loose hay. When we first married, they didn't, you know, bait it, we didn't have no bed or nothing. They hauled in loose or hauled it to a shop. They shocked the peanuts up too. They usually picked up those peanuts when one had gone.
Now, talking about shocking hay, is that the same thing as what some people call a hay stack?
Yeah.
Kind of, how was it shaped?
There was put a pole was stood up, and then it was floored at the bottom about putting the hay off the ground so water wouldn't get to it. And you just started putting that hay on there and stacked it around that pole. And then it formed up. Of course, it rained on it, you know, and it wouldn't hurt it, you know, it shed off. It was a big kind of thing.
Have you ever, seen a farmer bring in hay from the field in a wagon, and he'd have this kind of wooden outfit he put on the wagon, kind of on the sides.
Bed?
Is that what it was? So, you know, the hay wouldn't fall out? Mm-hmm. Some kind of frame?
Yeah.
You ever heard that called a hay rack or anything like that?
No.
Just a frame.
Just a frame. My husband would probably know more about those kind of frames. Side planks, seem like some of them call them.
Side planks?
Yeah.
You mentioned the, I think, cow shed a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Now that's just a place that you keep the cows inside, maybe?
Yeah. But like you got, I'd always milk in the cow shed. I'd have a stable, you know, where I'd let my cow in there so the rest of them could meet the feed. Before we left the farm the first time, one I always did. And you had these different stalls, you know, for your horses. You shut them up usually at night. Fed them.
Is that where you milk your cows too? Or that
I milk the cow shed, yeah. Something just like about like the stalls. That's where I'd let them in and milk them so that other cows couldn't bother them. Shut them up.
What about your hogs? Excuse me, your hogs,
where did
you
keep them? Well, we always let ours run out. We got some in there now, they run out.
Or, say, could you have a place where you might keep them all together, you know, to keep them, you didn't want them to run out?
Well, he's got a little old chute of a lot of the thing over there that he does put them in sometimes. He's going to haul them off and sell them.
Well, do some farmers have what they would call a hog pen or something like that?
Yeah, that's right. A hog pen.
Would that usually be just open or would it have any kind of shelter on
it? I've never known one to have a shelter on. Of course, we never was in business in a big way, you know. You put them up, you want to fatten them, you know, kill them. Put them in there so they don't get fat, keep them plenty of water and comb them. And then we use the hog pen for that. He's over there, he don't have a hog pen. He's got a chute where he loads his cows in a nice little pen there, a lot, and he puts them in there at that. We just, nowadays you just make out the best you can with what you got.
Well, in the days before we had refrigeration, you know, refrigerators and all that,